You are now tuned in to Top It Off Tuesdays, every Tuesday with the one and only DJ TY, right here at www.dominican.edu. And you know how I'll do it. I will give you all the latest gossip, all the hot topics about these crazy celebrities and all the great things that we want to know, all the juicy things we need to hear right here on my show. So first off, I would like to just point out the fact that locally we have a lot of things going on. Nothing to do with celebrities or whatever, but I just want to say that great that they finally opened up the Bay Bridge. It seems like they are doing really good as far as the weather, because it's like, as you can see, it's beautiful today and the weather's been really nice. So they finished up ahead of schedule and opened it up. And I know it's been like hell, but it seems like everything's coming along smoothly with the Bay Bridge. So that's awesome. And just would like to point that out to you. But moving along, first off, I know people have been watching the Grammys. Oh my gosh, it was so wonderful. We all know who took the spot. Katy Perry. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. Adele. Katy Perry, I think, won once, but Adele took the Grammys, and she was awesome. She won like 6 Grammys. And her performance was great. I love her voice. Super. She's so wonderful. Have so much soul, and to be so young, it's like so beautiful. I love her. And apparently, Chris Brown, I believe he won like 1 Grammy. And he was like on Twitter bashing people about his Grammy that he won. And people are not really feeling him right now. Like, he's like on Twitter, like basically like F off everyone and getting really cocky about his Grammy. And it's like, come on, Chris, you only got 1 Grammy. Stand down, fall back, calm it down. Stay humble, keep doing your thing, and move it on, you know, keep it moving. And, I mean, I love Chris Brown and everything, but I just feel like he just needs to keep trying to keep pushing forward and focus on his career and don't worry about what everybody else have to say, because everyone's going to have something to say no matter what. And, you know, just don't even worry about that. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what people love, and that's you entertaining and singing. But to just hit on the issues that we're hearing, or the topic that we're hearing about Chris Brown and Rihanna, apparently, they were caught in the dressing room again. After the first time, people were like, oh my gosh, they were in there for like 5 hours, da 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 da. And now, apparently, like 3 days later, they were in the dressing room again. And this time, it wasn't anyone with them, because I believe the last time there was like a guy, or maybe like the bodyguard or somebody that they knew that was in there with them or something. But apparently this time they were solo bolo, and that's raising a couple of eyebrows, being that, you know, we've been hearing a lot about them spending more time together. And from what I've heard, they have 2 songs that they're on together with, and I actually heard one of them. It's the remix of her birthday cake song. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of nasty. Like, it's kind of, you know, just really touching on some of the things that they really want to do with each other. And I'm like, okay, wow, y'all just jumped right into it. Like, okay, we're just going to let it be known. This is how we feel. I mean, it is just a song. I don't want to just put it all into context like that. But at the same time, what do you expect people to think? Like, we know what time it is with you two. We know that you guys, you know, really was in love, or really was like into each other, into that unfortunate event. And time has passed, and it seems like Rihanna's kind of easing up on him a little bit, trying to, you know, kind of getting a little okay with him being more friendly with him. They're working together. They're collabing. He has a song on his album that she's featured on, and that song that he's on with her song. And yeah, I see that they're basically like, hey, let's put the past behind us, squash it, do some work together. We are like some of the top artists out right now. You know, I guess that might have something to do with that. We're still trying to figure out if it's just business or if it's both business and pleasure. That part I'm not sure of yet. But he did give her like a birthday shout out on Twitter from what I'm hearing. And it's like, hey, I just want to wish Brianna, no, he called her Robin. That's her real name. I didn't even know that. That's new to me. But he's like, yeah, I just want to give a birthday shout out to Robin. Happy birthday, Robin, or whatever. And she goes, thanks. And that's also raising a couple eyebrows. Like, on Twitter, public affection. He's announcing it. He wants it to be known. Like, I'm talking to her and I want to wish her a happy birthday. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're just trying to make it be known that we're cool or if they're just like, hey, we don't care what y'all think. We're going to do us. You know, I think it's the second one personally. But yeah, they claim that they're just friends and he's loyal to his girl, Kay, or I don't know how to pronounce her name, Karashay, I don't know, but apparently they're loyal. They just moved in with each other, so they got a place together, and she's not really phased. So she say about all these things that's being said about him and Chris Brown. I mean, her, him, and Rihanna. Chris Brown and Rihanna. she's not really phased about it because she like he comes home to me every night, so I'm not worried about it. And apparently they're like, I guess they're all kind of cool. Like, I guess when they're supposedly together at the party, this party that they were at together, I think Rihanna's birthday party. I guess Chris Brown was there and I believe his girlfriend was there too. So she's like, hey, I'm here. I'm not worried about it. We're all kicking it, hanging out. It's all good. I don't know. So I would hope that, you know, if he's really with this chick and he's really loyal to her and there's not nothing going on with him and Rihanna. But, you know, we all know that it's some fire and desire with them too. And yeah, I really thought that was kind of interesting to hear that they have a song together, being that certain people like Jay-Z definitely is against it. I know, and from what I'm hearing, it's kind of causing a little drama between the two. You know, because from day one, from the time that the whole thing happened with her and Chris Brown, he's been having her back. Like, you know, hey, I'm not dealing with dude. I'm cool off him. Not ever doing business. I don't condone this. Chris Brown, I'm cool off you. Like, don't ever think that we're ever going to do any kind of business together. Like, he's just basically had her back 100%. But apparently she's like, hey, look, I don't care what you think, because she's still, you know, messing with Chris Brown or cool with him. And it's kind of getting a little tension between the two from what I'm hearing, and he is not happy. He's actually furious with her, and she's causing all kind of trouble doing, you know, this whole slide back with Chris Brown. So but you know, it seems like from what I'm hearing, a lot of people is okay with it. Like, yeah, you have a couple of people who's like, oh no, she's stupid, why would she do that, she's gonna destroy her career, we don't like it. But at the most part, I'm thinking people are okay with it. People are like, hey, leave them alone. Let them do them. They're grown. They're going to do what they want to do. Rihanna is not, you know, I mean, from what I'm hearing, she's not worried about being a role model. Way back then, during the interview, when this happened, apparently she was like, oh, yeah, I am a role model. But then she changed her mind. Like, you know what? I'm not a role model. I never said that. Never said I was trying to be. I'm just trying to be me, trying to do what I like to do, live my life. And, yeah, apparently people are actually okay with it. they think that they're a really cute couple and that he just made a mistake and let it go, you know? And I would hope that's the case. Like I said in my last show, you know, everybody make mistakes. He's young. From what I'm hearing, he don't have a history of just hitting on women. We don't know what happened that day. So, and it's crazy too because they showed another picture of what happened just as a reminder of the whole Rihanna getting hit up in the face, and it doesn't look like how it looked when I saw like a couple years ago. Like I think I saw maybe a Photoshop picture because it was saying like, oh yeah, Chris Brown bit her in her face, and I saw like teeth marks all on her face, and the other picture that I just saw recently did not have those teeth marks. So yeah, like you got to be careful with some of the things that you find, because it's so much things people can do. Photoshop pictures make it look worse than what it is. Don't get me wrong, it was bad, but the whole teeth mark thing was the one thing that really stood out the most to me. Like, how can you bite somebody? And I didn't even see that in this other picture, so I'm still kind of confused. Like, was that, did that even really happen? Did he really bite her in her face, or was that just a Photoshop thing that was going on all over the internet that leaked out or something? I'm thinking that might have been the case. But nonetheless, you know, it's not right what he did, but I'm willing to forgive and forget. And a lot of people seem to be on that same page. At the same time, I just think that they should be a little careful with some of the I mean, well, you know, it's gonna call, it's all about controversy. It's all about getting that attention and you know, raising a couple eyebrows and stuff like that. So it's definitely doing that with the songs that they have out right now. Listen to that Birthday Cake remix. You guys are gonna be like, whoa. So yeah, it's really crazy. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what happens next with them too. Seriously, it's keeping me interested. But yeah, that's, you know, just my little Chris Brown and Riri update for right now. I'm sure we got more coming soon. So you never know. So that's why you have to stay tuned to Top It Off every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. with DJ TY. And we're gonna listen to a little bit music, and I'm gonna be right back with some more little updates right here at www.radio.edu.
Play Misty for me. Yes, that's right. DJ Misty is back, and she's coming to you live every Thursday night from 7 to 8 for The Scoop. So tune in and get all your entertainment news here on radio.dominican.edu.
Take the gamble out of stain. Introducing Resolve All Stains, the pre-treat that combines a chamber of oxygen formula with a chamber of enzyme formula in the same bottle. Resolve removes all types of stains in the first wash. So whenever you do laundry, you'll always hit the jackpot.
Maybe it's intuition, but some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes, I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more
Deli watch if you're smart.
La, 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 la. Warm it up. La, 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 la. The boys are waiting. La, 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 la. Warm it up. La, 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 la. The boys are waiting.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
But once you get involved, everyone will look this way, so you must maintain your charm. Same time, maintain your halo. Just get the perfect blend. That's what you have within. Then next, his eyes will squint. Then he's picked up your scent.
La, 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 la.
Hey there, this is DJ Noni, and I'm the host of Finding Your Voice. Join me every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a treasure trove of life wisdom that will help you navigate and find your way as you discover who you are and what your purpose is. I'll share personal and professional experience, interviews, letters from listeners, and inspiration. What can I do to support and encourage you as you become...
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
Hello, hello again. This is DJ TY, and you are listening to Top It Off on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Now, what I do is I just give you all of the scoops and the latest juicy talk about the celebrities, what's going on the entertainment world. And, I've been doing a lot of talking about, Chris Brown and what's going on with them and him and Rihanna. So that's been one of my biggest topics from the last show. And I'm, going to keep giving you updates on that. But now I'd like to just get into a little bit of talk about what's going on TV. I don't know how many people watch the Atlanta Housewives. I watch that show. I'm guilty. Guilty to the craziness, the ratchetness, I should call it, because this last show was just straight up ratchet. And, I think that it's really ridiculous that you can be in Africa, okay? How can you go to Africa and bring petty drama to Africa? Like, you are in Africa. You should be, so overwhelmed with the beauty and the lives that people live out there. It should make you just be more humble and grateful. And you would think people would tone it down with the sadity talk and the materialistic BS, but no, did not stop. We got this new chick called Marlo on the show, and I don't know why, but she's there, I guess, to bring you some more ratchetness that we've been missing out on, I guess, because Nene seems to be toning it down a little bit. So they just had to bring someone in to step it up a little bit, step it up a notch, right? Yeah, who's better than that? Who's better than Marlo to do that? Because she's doing a pretty good job with the ridiculous drama. Apparently she got really mad at Sheree for not inviting her to a dinner, and it's like, girlfriend, you were not even invited to the whole trip, so how are you gonna be mad that she didn't invite you to a dinner that she didn't even know you were gonna be out here to go and attend to? Like, you kind of just was a last minute add-on, and nobody likes last minute add-ons. Like, we had a set plan of who's coming on the trip, and here you come off the airplane at the airport, like, hey, I'm here. Like, why are you here? Really? Can you tell me, do you guys like that? Do you guys like for people to just add themselves or to be the last minute add-on to a trip? Raise of hands. No, me neither, because it's like, that's kind of annoying. Didn't nobody ask you to come but one person, and this is a group trip. But anyway, she came and brought the drama and all of her whole wardrobe as well. Who brings everything that you got to South Africa? Like, she brought all kind of Chanel, Louis, red bottoms, stilettos, and just all kind of ridiculousness to South Africa, and walking around in heels and freaking MC Hummer looking hammer looking pants, sparkly, glittery, gold, green. I'm like, what is this? Like, you're on a safari. Who wears that to a safari? And but anyways, yeah, just like a whole bunch of drama in South Africa. She's mad because she didn't get invited to the dinner, and they're going back and forth sounding like some chickens in a cockfight. And I'm just like, I hope I don't sound like that when I get into arguments, because that was really ridiculous, you guys. Like, I was like, oh my God, I was just shaking my head. Like, I'm so mad they put this on TV. They should have skipped this whole scene because they just look so ridiculous right now. And it was really funny, though. I'm not even going to lie. It was quite amusing. But yeah, I think that it's really funny that people, even though you can just, like, you're blessed to have all the good things that you got going on for yourself. But when you go to somewhere like South Africa and you visit people who don't have shoes on their feet, a stable home, parents, all kind of problems, like kids with diseases, this is the things that they saw and still turned around and was bickering and arguing about clothes and things that they heard about Kim, or I guess Candia, mentioned something about Kim about holding black babies, and she can't picture her doing that, or maybe she like confirmed something somebody said about her, and Sheree blasted her about it while they were on the phone with Kim. And Kim's like, what the heck is going on? Why would you say that? And Sheree's like, oh, yeah, she said it. And Candy's like, no, I didn't. So then they bring that drama to South Africa and start arguing at the dinner table about it. And it's like, really? Like, leave that at home, Sheree. Why did you have to do that right then and there? Like, I understand you want to be a good friend and you want to keep it real, but it's a time and a place for all of that. You guys are across the crunch, like the world, and you guys are arguing about something that's going on, and she's at home in Atlanta and y'all are in South Africa. Like, y'all should have just waited until you got back home and then started talking about the drama, you know? Like, keep that in Atlanta, let it be peaceful in Africa. Atlanta drama, Africa peaceful. That's all you have to do. But yeah, I just thought it was really ridiculous that they would bicker about something like that in Africa. It was quite amusing, though. And then also, what I was hearing about Candy, just a little update about her past, is that when her and her baby's father was together, apparently they were creeping behind his fiance's back as they were together. Like, he had a fiance while messing around with Candy, I should say. And apparently she was tricking off big cash to him too. Yes, that's what I'm hearing, Candy girl. And Candy likes to pass around sweets, yes, but I don't know how true that is. That's just something I'm hearing. And apparently they're not really really that good with each other. Like, they have a little, I guess you can say, fire between each other, or bad blood, I guess. So probably has something to do with that little background that they had. But yeah, that was quite interesting to me. And moving along, I would like to talk about, we'll just mention also quickly that President Obama had made a trip out this way to San Francisco to do a fundraising trip event. And he stopped at a Chinese food restaurant and was all like taking pictures and autographing. And I just thought that was kind of cool, just to see him, like, you know, he's not afraid to go and mingle with the common folk, go eat at regular places that I like to eat at, like Chinese food, you know, like, you're just a regular person in some kind of way, in a presidential way. And Gwen Stefani is an Obama friend. Woohoo! She loves him. And that was just a little update on that. But, you know, I have to talk about Kim Kardashian. Like, it's just, I mean, why not? She wants attention anyway, right? So we're going to give it to her today. Apparently, Kim Kardashian has a publicist that tells her who she should go and recruit next, what guy she should go after next. I'm like, because I don't know what else she does other than trying to find rich football players or basketball players or athletes, I should say. What else does she do? That's her job. And she has a publicist that helps her find it. How ridiculous is that, right? Like, who does that? Who has somebody that tells you, this is the next one on the list. You're done with Chris Humphries. Now, why don't you go be with Jeremy Lin? Is that his name? Jeremy, yeah. That's his name. He's like a, you know, he's really hot right now, and he's getting a lot of publicity, and Kim has got her eyes on him. Mm-hmm. He's the new prize in her eyes, and she's just getting a divorce, and she's still in the process of getting a divorce with Chris Humphries, and already is eyeing another basketball player. How ratchet is that? Ratchetness. That is the word of the day. Ratchet. Okay? Kim, calm it down. And apparently, Chris Humphries is now dating someone else, too. He has him a little Latin singer girlfriend that he's been seeing. And she's like the opposite of Kim. She's like blonde and blonde, very blonde, and she's a Latin singer. So, like, you know, she's just very different than Kim. So I guess he's like over the whole Kim Kardashian, trying to find him somebody else, something different, something new. And I think I'm like, bravo, good for you. Round of applause. I'm so happy. Like, you should have been did that. I don't know what you was trying to see her for anyway. And it was so funny because I was just doing a little research and Snoop Dogg calls out Kim and calls her a cold-blooded H.O. And I thought that was hilarious. He's not a Kim Kardashian fan, and he has like a little, I think, show on the internet. I'm gonna have to watch it actually, but he has a little show and he's like talking about her and like how she just needs attention and called called Chris Humphries stupid for even going after her. Like, come on, why would you do that? And, you know, she ain't nothing but a gold digger, and that's what she, and it's true. Like, I mean, she don't hide it. She makes it very obvious, like, hey, I'm moving on to the next. And I'm going to find me somebody else and leave them and keep on moving. And I just think that's just so ridiculous that you always need to be with someone or always got to be in the spotlight in some kind of way to make yourself be confirmed that you're beautiful or pretty or something. Like, you know, she's taking pictures of herself in her new swimsuit. And it's just like, come on, you are such an attention whore. Like, calm it down a notch, you know, like it's not even that serious. And it's being said that she has a sloppy booty now. I thought that was hilarious because, I mean, that just lets you know, like, I don't know. I think it's fake. And she's probably got to go back and do some little reconstruction to it. But who knows? We don't know. That's just my opinion. This is all it is. But, you know, I have to keep giving you the latest update with Miss Kim Kardashian, because she's always needing attention and she always got something going on. And I just thought that was interesting that she already got her eyes on the next prize. Yes, Jeremy, watch out. She's coming for you. And also, Lindsay Lohan. Just wanted to mention her because she's has a cover. She's on the cover of Playboy, and right now it's breaking records. Like, it's really hot. I saw it. She does look really nice. The blonde is working for her. I like the blonde and the red lipsticks. It's really nice with the red Playboy chair and stuff. And it worked for her, and it's working really well. People was loving it, and she's getting a lot of attention and publicity and breaking records and getting some notice from it, and I think she's about to be in a movie soon. Think something about Elizabeth Taylor movie. I don't know if she's going to be playing her or if she's going to be in the movie with her. I think she might be playing Elizabeth Taylor, something like that. But I'm looking forward to seeing her do something. Like, I mean, I hate to see the girl just crumble, and that's what's been happening with all of her like court visits and law issues that she's been having. And I would like to see her do some positive, and even though Playboy isn't the most positive thing, but at least she's doing something, and then hopefully that will make people see her and more want to see her, be more interested in seeing her doing things like being in more movies. And I would personally like to see her in some more movies. You know, I think she's a pretty decent actress. So, and they're saying that she's starting to look like morphing into her mother with the blonde hair. Like, she looks really a lot like her mother. And I mean, it is her mother, so of course that's not a surprise. But yeah, apparently they're very close, so that's a good thing. Very, very good thing. But also just a little also just a little update with the TV world. I don't know how many people watch Love and Hip Hop. But apparently, Jewels and Kim Bella is really not having, like, are really not together or not looking really good. Like, he had a really big party and she was not there. And from the last I heard, they were kind of splitting up. She's pregnant and trying to hold on, but he's like, "Hey, I'm out, deuces." And he's not really tripping off of her, so I don't know. I'm interested in seeing what's going on with the two of them. But also, I would like to touch bases about the death of Whitney Houston. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to talk about it last week, so I do want to give a little, you know, discussion about Whitney, because that was my girl, and I got a lot to say. So what I'm going to do is take a quick little brief break before I get into the Whitney Houston topic, okay? And just stay tuned. A lot of things to talk about, and you are listening to Top It Off Tuesday. Every Tuesday with DJ TY right here on www.radio.dominican.edu.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. Like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, 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 hey. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey.
Milky Way. Tell me, You thought it was over. Boy, DJ Too Mellow in the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy, DJ Too Mellow, plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
In your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nana. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul, California soul. Up every morning, and if you listen, oh, so carefully, the winds that ride on the high tide, whistles a melody, so the people started to sing, and that's how the surf gave birth, I'm told, to California soul. It's really such a groove now. Uh-huh. It's a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong, cause you're grooving all day long. California soul, California soul. We have a melody and the beat, y'all. But it didn't seem complete, yes, until they saw two lovers kissing.
Hello, hello, I'm back. This is DJ TY, and you're here listening to Top It Off every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'll be bringing you all of the latest scoops and juicy news about the celebrities and what's going on in the entertainment world. So, I left off before that music, and I promise you, with my next show, I will have my own music, okay? But after that, I mean, before that, I was mentioning Whitney Houston, and you know, we all know about that, and she was just laid to rest, and it's really like starting to hit home, like, wow, she's really gone, and it's no turning back from here. A lot of things are happening with her family. And it's getting real crazy. And the crazy thing is, before she passed, though, I was doing a little research on her, and she had apparently left a nightclub, and they said that her wrist was slit. And I don't know exactly how true that is. That's just something I heard, but because I haven't heard anything about that since, like, since she's passed. This was before that, and I was gonna, you know, bring that up on my next show. And then, like, a day later, literally the very next day, she was dead. So that was kind of weird to me, seeing them say, "Oh, Whitney's caught leaving a nightclub and her wrist is slit," and then the next day, "Oh, Whitney's dead." Like, what is going on with that? You know, and that just took me by surprise, because I just thought the update was going to be, okay, Whitney's in the hospital, blah, 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 blah. But no, it was Whitney's dead. And it was just, like, really shocking to me, because I did not expect that at all. And, yeah, and we all know what happened. Like, apparently she was found in her bathtub. I believe she overdosed, or some prescription pills, and A lot of things are being said that she could have been saved, and she had a couple of last words, like she didn't want to die and all of that crazy stuff. And apparently right before this happened, before she passed, she was going to try to get herself back together, because I believe she was back using drugs. And maybe that was the reason why she was at the club, because they said she was trying to celebrate one last time before she go back into rehab. And which kind of sucks, because, you know, she was trying to get herself back together, and then this happens. So that was just really unfortunate to hear, you know, being that, you know, you never want to hear about somebody passing and knowing that they was going to try to get themselves back together before it happened. Like, you always wonder what could have happened if she would have just not even worried about celebrating, just went straight to rehab and got herself back together, you know. Maybe that one last celebration was just one celebration too much and, you know, caused her death. But at the funeral, very interesting to see Ray J breaking down. He was like, he touched the casket as it was passing through and just was like really crying, like breaking down emotionally, covering his face, crying over it. And they were playing "I'll Always Love You" in the background. And it was on that part, "Bittersweet Memories." And he just like broke down after that. And I was just like, wow, that's crazy to see that, you know. It's kind of confirms how much he really did care about her, because it was always I'm not sure. Are they together? Are they blah, 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 blah? What's going on? And that right there kind of make you see like, okay, he definitely was having some feelings for her. Excuse me. And, that was really touching to see him going through that much pain. And she definitely affected a lot of people. And like Oprah Winfrey also was there, and she mentioned how, you know, now after Whitney's death, she's going to try to start appreciating people while they're alive, you know, and stop waiting till something like this happen and then, oh, we love you, tributes, we miss you. Like, let's celebrate them while they're here, and, you know, stop throwing things at them about their, you know, mistakes, you know, like try to forgive them while they're here, and don't, you know, wait till they're gone and say, oh man, we're sorry, we miss you. And that's something that she's going to start trying to do now after this happened, because she wants to, you know, try that. And also, I thought it was really interesting, Bobby Brown, when he was at the funeral, it seems like he felt like he was being mistreated. Him and his family both were kept being asked to move, to change seats, and they kept being moved around and being interrupted during a funeral to move, and nobody else was being asked to move but him. So he left early. He was seen leaving early from the funeral because he just didn't want to cause a scene, and that's not how he wanted to be remembered at his ex-wife's funeral, as the guy who went off at security for telling him to move, which is very understandable. She wouldn't have wanted that. She wouldn't have wanted that to go down at all with that whole ordeal. I'm sure she would have wanted him to feel comfortable and be there. You know, it's his last time to actually, you know, say hi or to be there while she's, you know, her body's here. And I think that was kind of rude. I think that was really rude and disrespectful. Like, you know, despite of the things that was going on with them two while they were together, you know, he's not the person that killed her. You know, it's not like he's responsible for that. She loved him. I believe he loved her despite their issues. And that was kind of, you know, that was really unfair how they treated him at the funeral. He should have been treated with more respect. And, you know, but despite the fact that that's Whitney's ex-husband, that's his daughter's, that's Whitney's daughter's father. You know, and I'm sure that he needs to be there. And that was kind of unfortunate how they treated him. He was very upset about that. And also, it's like a really, really iffy situation with Bobby Christina. For one, they're kind of battling over her with the family. you know, Bobby and the family are kind of battling with Bobby Christina. And he's trying to not take it there because he don't want to put her through more stress than what she's already going through. Like, she's going through a lot. And that's, you know, it's all over the tabloids. That's all people are talking about. What's going on with Bobby Christina? What is she doing? Like, it's really crazy. I feel so bad for her. Poor girl done lost her strength, her mother. She adored her mother. They were very close. Everything she was used to, the life she was accustomed to, everything's changed over a day. And the poor girl is going through it. And I just feel so bad that she got to have all this media attention in her face every day, all day, you know, just all in her business. And it's like, gosh, let the girl grieve a little bit, then maybe start talking about it and start trying to figure out how she feel. But, you know, can she kind of deal with it a little bit before you guys start putting labels on her, you know? Things I haven't even known about is starting to come out, like the fact that she's been using drugs in the past 3 years, and the family's been trying to get her to get clean or to, you know, handle her issues for the past 3 years. She's been, you know, having that issue. And what can I say? Like, unfortunately, these were the things that she was exposed to. And, you know, either you are all the way against it or you do as you see. These are things that she saw. And now this is the things that she's doing. And they were saying that at the funeral, the family was, like, frantic. They didn't know where she was. Like, I guess when she left, they didn't know where she went. And she wouldn't answer her phone. She wouldn't call anyone. Nobody knew where she was for like a couple of hours or something. And apparently they say that she was somewhere getting high. And it's just like, golly, leave the girl alone. Like, she's grieving. She's going through a lot. And if she was, well, dang it, her mother just passed away. What do you expect? You know what I'm saying? Like, leave the girl alone. Like, she's going through some things. And I just feel so bad for her. Like, nobody wants to go through that. And especially, like, Whitney was young. Like, she was only in her 40s, in her late 40s. And nobody expected that at all. And it's just, you know, it's really starting to hit home that she's gone. And we will all miss you, Whitney Houston. And, you know, I just wish the best for her family. Especially Bobby Christina, I wish the best for her. I hope that whatever she's going through, as far as the drugs issues, I hope she can get that handled, because I would hate to see her fall apart, you know. And that's either this is what's going to either make or break her, you know. When I can't say I know from experience, but I know that, you know, this type of thing happens, and you can either stand strong or fall apart. And I would hate to see that happen to her. So I hope they can really get some help for her. And, you know, before it's too late, she's still young. She can still bounce back. So I'm going to be, you know, keeping my eyes on her and hoping for the best. And, yeah, that's, pretty much. Oh, also quickly, just wanted to mention with Bobby Brown too, while I also feel a little bad for him, because from what I'm hearing, he lost his mother in December, this past December, 2011. And then a month ago, lost his father from cancer. And now he lost Whitney. So it's like, okay, yeah, you got to feel a little bad for him. You got to feel some sympathy. Like, the guy just lost three major factors in his life: his ex-wife, his mother, his father. Like, the boy is going through it. So that's another reason why I was feeling really bad about how they treated him at the funeral. Like, come on now, the guy is like going through it. I don't think he should have been treated that way. That's pretty much the update on Whitney. A couple of updates on all the celebrities. And like I said, I'm going to miss her. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. So, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Top It Off Tuesday. You are with DJ TY, the one and only, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stay stay tuned with me every week. I'll be giving you all the updates you need, all the juicy details about these celebrities. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm gonna come right to the chase, huh? Some women were made, but me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You feel me? It's on, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call into work, cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know was inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He talk like this cause he can back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. Back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you could have the blues. Some call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. Damn, I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like this cause I can back it up. I got a big ego, such a huge ego. But he love my big ego. It's too much, I walk like this cause I can back it up. I walk like this cause I can back it up. I talk like this cause I can back it up. I can back it up. Don't need no beat, I can sing it with piano.
Hold your hand. I let me hold your hand. I want. feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand.
Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
Makeup in the mirror and crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank you. Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo boo boo.
Yeah, I
know you like to bang your shit. Don't stink, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo boo boo.
She got a hottie's body, but her attitude is potty. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting. I said, shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like pausing. Oh, so you're one of them. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peak, dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this sloss mistaken for a geek. Quick way to eat, deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week, trick for a treat. No, go on the rock. My ace test is flawless, regardless. We don't want to get involved with all them lawyers and judges, just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see your support. And I support you.
it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man.
This is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
And thing sucks!
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Party with us, you'll be fine.
ready. Turn it up, cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her bones. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay. Just like I love LA, Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you representing California.
Few that do what we do.
Hey there, this is DJ Noni, and I'm the host of Finding Your Voice. Join me every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a treasure trove of life wisdom that will help you navigate and find your way as you discover who you are and what your purpose is. I'll share personal and professional experience, interviews, letters from listeners, and inspiration.